welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's June 28th, 2016, and I'm your host, Paul Filio, here with my co-host, the fantabulous Antoine Bergeron.
Is that even a word?
It is now.
Hi, Paul.
I'm running out of things to say, so, you know, I gotta be creative.
Mm-hmm.
What's that phrase that Privateer Press is always quoting? Design space. Yeah. It's in the... I have to open up more design space. You don't look impressed.
Nope.
By the way, just so you know, your camera is only showing me the top of your head. I see your forehead and your hair. Just letting you know.
Yeah, that's probably super interesting for listeners.
Yeah, well, it's not super interesting for me to be staring at either, so...
Air.
I'm sharing my pain. Thank you.
You can watch my fantabulous, or whatever word you used, face now.
Well, now I can see your sexy lips moving. It's all good. Events. So, we got a lot of events this week. First and foremost, Gamers Vault 2.0, the Decel location, grand opening on July 3rd.
Yeah, so last time we had Dan on, he mentioned June 26th, but they had some delays, so it's opening this week on Sunday. So there will be a couple events during that day, and probably a bunch of stuff you can get. You mentioned membership rebates and stuff like that. So right now there's two events, the War Machine Mark III release and also the Taco Ball, which I'm running.
And I love that name, the Taco Ball.
Yeah. Thanks, Steve.
Yep. It's all about P. Steve. And we were actually talking, so there's a new Facebook page for the new Gamers Vault location, right?
Mm-hmm. So you can find that at Gamers Vault 2.0 if you look into the Facebook search bar.
Right. So if you want to follow events going on at both stores, you need to follow the second page as well.
Yes.
All right.
And we'll just repeat the address. The new location is at the 1515 Dessel Street in Saint Laurent, which is a borough of Montreal.
Basically right across from DeCarry Hot Dog.
Yes. And not too far from Taco Bell.
That's true for the Steves of the world.
If for people who wonder why we choose Taco Ball as a name for the Guild Ball tournament.
And speaking of the Taco Bowl, that's going on the 3rd, right?
Yes, same day as the grand opening.
Okay, and what is that?
Okay, so that's a casual Guild Ball tournament. We are doing only 3 rounds. We have 16 places open. Half of them are already filled. It's $5 for member, $10 for non-member. No prizes for the top position. It's will all be participation prizes, but there will be bragging rights and paper certificates to brag about or something like that.
And to frame and put up on your wall.
Yeah, for all the honor of winning that casual game.
That prestigious event. Yes. You got to sell it, man. You got to sell it. Prestigious event. Next up, this is actually a little ways out. The Endy Monthly Warhammer 40K on July 23rd.
Yes, so this is run at Labyss. It's a Warhammer 40K
podcast? Is that what you're about to say?
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
Tournament is the word you're looking for.
It's a Warhammer 40K tournament starting at 9 a.m., so be there early. It's 1850 points, one-on-one, registrations are $20. That includes your lunch. Games follow the ETC format with some modification. We'll have a link toward the Facebook event in the show notes where they mention everything, like the exact scenario they'll be using and the modification they are doing to the ETC format.
Alrighty. Next in line, Capital City Bloodbath, August 19th through the 21st.
We've mentioned that a bunch of times. It's at the EY Center in Ottawa. Age of Sigmar, 40K, War Machine Ords, X-Wing, Batman Miniature, even a garage sale. You can find all the information at capitalcitybloodbath.com.
And last on our list, the Quebec City Open, September 23rd to the 25th.
Yeah, this one is in Quebec City at the Quebec Inn Hotel. There will be a bunch of 40K events, X-Wing, some War Machine Hordes. Initially, it was only one tournament, but they also added two Beer Ma Horde event that will be run on Friday and Saturday. There is also Age of Sigmar and a painting contest that will be judged by Mr. Terusa from TH Miniature. You'll have a link to their website in the show notes.
Man, those beer machines, that sounds like my type of war machine. Just throwing that out there. We need to do something like that locally.
Maybe.
You and I need to talk. Okay. So that takes us into the news.
Yes.
First up, as always, our non-crowdfunding stuff. And first on that list is Ninja Division has released Relic Knights 1.5.
Yes, so those rules are available to download for free. It's not a big change over the initial rules, but they are starting to tweak them for the official 2.0 probably coming next year, I guess, something like that. So the three big changes they did were to the victory conditions. There were some balance issues depending on some scenario were harder to do or easier for certain factions.
You are totally being politically correct tonight. There's some balance issues, eh?
Yeah. change to the defensive action, like a guard or redirect, which could prevent a unit from ever receiving damage, so they changed that. And also how squad take damage from force movements, which was a big bit of a pain, because certain squad could be pushed into a wall and the whole squad would die just because of that. So they tweaked that. Right now they are in beta for that rule set, I would say, because they are taking comments and feedback on their website about your tryout for the 1.5 rules. No cards have been changed except the scenario cards. Everything, point cost, model abilities, everything is still the same. They only changed the basic rules.
Only. But okay.
But it's small. It's
three
or four section in the old book changed. That's all.
Yeah, small incremental changes.
Yeah.
It's better to do it that way, right?
I think so.
All right. That's what we've got next. Taban Miniatures has some new releases for Eden this June.
Yes.
Or this month, I should say. Yeah.
Yeah, which was... Oh, yeah. We'll be releasing in June. So, this month. The first one is Behemoth. It's a bunch of bikers. They look really cool. I don't know their faction, but I really like the model. One of them has a smaller guy in his back carrying a grizzly trophy, and the other one has a giant maul in his second end. So I really like the two big bikes. And there's a different release for the other factions too at the same time, and a Naruto card pack available for 2016.
Yeah, those bikes are really cool. You know, like I was saying beforehand, I didn't realize Eden was still like out there.
Yeah, they are. They released new faction. They don't make much noise, probably because they're being a European and small game, and it's not their first language, so they're pretty. Make more noise other places.
Could be. Let's see. Ooh, next up, GW has released, taking pre-orders for Stormcloud Attack.
Yeah, that's a line of, I think, right now, 5 boxes. They are self-contained boxes to have...
Aerial duels.
Yeah, aerial duel dogfighting in the 40K universe. It's using the 40K model and model size. So they are big model that's going to fight, but they have technical movement sheets and stuff like that. So there's a full rule book in each box to play that specific dogfight. And they also have a scenario and some campaign rules with the markings you can do with the decals for your kills and stuff like that.
Yeah, the decal sheets are actually exclusive to these sets.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep. You know, that's just not that it really matters, but...
No.
And they will be releasing digital rules in the future for the other flyers, that are not in these box sets.
Yeah, because not every faction get a release, or not all flyer for every faction. Yeah, there's a Marine versus Chaos box set, Eldar versus Orc, and a Necron versus Tau.
Yeah, the Space Croissant versus that ugly thing the Taus have.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's interesting what we're seeing with GW with their board game strategy. Mm-hmm. I mean, I suppose if you have a friend that plays the other faction that's in the same box, it's a good way to buy the fighters because they're about 30% off, I think. So some good rebates attached still.
Yeah, and you still get a game that you might play a couple of times.
Yep, for sure. All right, next in line, Forge World Knight Errant Tylos Rubio.
So I don't know anything about that model. It's for 30k in their Ur Series E character series. It doesn't strike me as being part of any faction or any legion. But for anybody who read the Ur Series E series or is more has more knowledge or the fluff, I'm sure that's a known character.
Yeah, he's an Ultramarine.
Okay. That model doesn't show that.
Oh, okay.
Or not that I know that color scheme or style of armor as Ultramarine.
Yeah.
Maybe the Knight Errant title goes with a bit like they do for Dead Watch, where they change armor set and
color scheme. That's exactly it. He leaves the Legion to become a Knight Errant. I don't know the whole story either. I know it's there, but I don't. Like I know he's at he arrives at Kalth during the betrayal and stuff.
Okay, yeah.
So, but yeah, that's all I know.
It's a nice model. It's on the pre-order right now. It's not it's not cheap. It's £45. It comes with the giant scenic bases. So
yeah, that's news. Forge World released a nice model because that never happens, right?
Mm-hmm. It's shipping soon, though. It's shipping at the end of this week. So it's a short pre-order.
If only they get Forge World to design the AOS models. what do we got next in line here? Oh, Preview Press, War Machine and Hordes collector sets.
I'll almost skip that, but I like it. The link we'll provide is to one of the Privateer Insider, which is their in-house blog. And they explain the idea behind what they include into the set. So you get a giant book. It's $150 US for the set. So it's not cheap for free rules. But however, you get a giant book with metal inlaid in the page or metal imprint. And how do you call it? A clout page marker.
Yeah, a rib, like one of those page ribbons. Yeah,
page ribbon. And you also get two big bookends representing the character fighting on the covers. So in the case of the War Machine one, you get a bookend with ironclad face mask and a juggernaut. And on the other side, you have a dire troll and a wold, a circle wold something. I don't know which one. Wold Guardian, probably?
No, it's not the Guardian. And it's not the big pile driver fist.
Wold Warden, the giant wold. The regular wold, yeah.
The one you'll never see on the table anymore. Yeah, that's the one.
They're nice. The bookends are really nice. They are felt back and rubber backing on the bottom to not... So combined together, it doesn't affect your book and it doesn't slip, so... And they're nice pieces for a collector.
Like the cover art's nice too.
Yes, and it's different from the regular book. Instead of having like super busy with the markings everywhere, it's just the artwork on a white background, which is super clean. I like it.
Yeah, no, it's really sharp looking. Okay, so next we have High Tech Miniatures releases Sanctifier Cornelius.
Yeah, it's almost 40k / 40k proxy week because we already mentioned Game Workshop, we mentioned Forge World, and now this is, it's clearly a chaplain.
I don't know what makes you say that, but I'll take your word for it.
No, I'm sure you don't know. It's a really nice model, though.
It is. You know, I have some high-tech stuff, and it's all been...
You have some of the Angels, I think.
That's right. I have Angel Michael, and I have another one. Mm-hmm. The resin, you know, they're resin, so they're a bit brittle. Michael's had some casualties, some injuries, I should say.
Okay.
His wings have snapped 3 or 4 times in 3 or 4 different places.
Wow.
Okay. But yeah, it was not a good time for him. They don't travel so well, let's put it that way. But this guy should travel a lot easier, though, because he's more compact. He doesn't have a giant set of wings on his back.
Yeah. It's a nice model. Power Armor, Skull Head, as all chaplains have. How do they call the weapon? Crosis Arcanum or something like that?
Yeah, I think it's Terminator armor this guy's got. It looks it's like the guys I have.
It's a really nice one.
And they're always on scenic bases, too. So it's nice models.
Mm-hmm. He's 17 euros, so about, what, 25 bucks?
Yeah, about 25 bucks. So that's about what I paid.
Yeah. It's a good price.
No, it's a very good price. If you consider the fact that a plastic single model sprue from GW is 30 or 35 Canadian now.
Mm-hmm.
25 for a resin model seems like a good deal. Yep. All right. Corvus Belli has some new Infinity releases.
Yes. So I'll go through the list. The Stingray 3 series. So it's 2 hitter tags or a heavy armor guys for Panoceania.
They're awesome looking.
Yeah. You have the Wooming Assault Corps for Yujing. They're cool too. I don't like the full yellow suits, the paint scheme. It's painted really well. I just find it strange.
I don't mind that orange scheme.
Yeah.
Achilles version 2.
Yeah, this one we mentioned previously, I think, or maybe it was on pre-order for a while. It might be an alternate. I'm not sure. But we mentioned that character some weeks back. After that, there's the Kauri Sentinel, or however you pronounce that, for the Toa. And lastly, a Foxtrot Ranger for Ariana, which is a kind of, how would you say that? She looks like a modern, right now, Ranger with a shotgun.
She looks like a member of G.I. Joe.
That's a good way to put it.
All right. Next up, Trolls Under the Bridge, 6mm long code infantry.
You remember I mentioned 40k proxies? That's still the case, but those are for Epic instead of Warhammer 40k. So it's 4 different units of trench coats, which could represent probably either Armageddon. More short, still Legion or. Dead Corps or stuff like that. So you have basic infantry, heavy stubber support team, autocannon support team, and heavy gun support team, which are probably heavy bolters. Yeah.
They're identical to heavy bolters looking at them.
Yeah.
And yeah, these guys are trench coat wearing, gas mask wearing guys. Yeah. Totally Steel Legion. But that's okay because they look cool.
Yeah, or Death Corps. They have the ridge on the helmet on the top.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, it's not Steel Legion. You said Steel Legion before, that's why. Yeah, Death Corps Krieg. That's what I meant.
Yeah, but they look really similar anyway, so.
Yeah.
They could use as any of those.
For sure. It's interesting to see all these, the 6mm, like, small-scale revival thing going on.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't put it, but there were other 6mm released this week for, like, Titan proxies or heavy vehicle proxies for the same scale by other companies. So there's a lot of Epic love right now.
Yep. What do we get here? Next in line, Mom Miniatures, New Dwarf Lord.
Yeah, the Mom website is all in Spanish. So there's a name, and I won't pronounce it. A-Train, but the rest is all Spanish. So it's probably Lord of the Dwarf something. I don't know.
Picos Negros? I don't know.
Yeah.
The Black something? The Black...
Black Dwarves? Who knows?
That sounds a little racist.
I don't know. But Negros is black.
True enough.
It's a color. It's not a slang word in Spanish. It's a color.
Yeah. No, I know.
So what the model is, it looks like a Slayer King. There's even a demon head that it's based on.
Yeah. Of Black Lord of Black Peak.
Ah.
Google Translate, baby. Ithrain, Lord of Black Peak. That's what it means.
So it's a cool Slayer Lord with a giant axe, double-bladed axe.
Yeah. He is awesome looking. I really love the style. Yeah, sorry about that. I had to translate. Fine.
And he's affordable. He's €7. That's about 10, 11 bucks.
Yeah, he is really nice. And for €7, that is, I mean, it says it's 40 millimeter, but
yeah, he's on 40 millimeter base. Yeah.
Yeah, so he's going to be tiny. That's why he's a dwarf after all. But yeah, it's an awesome looking miniature. People who like dwarves should check that out. All right. Cyborg Monstrous Miniatures has released a 20 millimeter sci-fi Cossack Ogre. I really like this guy.
Yes, it's a...
If he made a unit of these guys, I would buy them to put in my Imperial Guard army.
They have others, because that one is their fifth they released.
What?
Yeah, that's why there's a number five. So this one has a giant chain axe and what looks like a power fist and a mohawk. And he's bare-chested, but with a long coat. So he looks really cool. I would see him used as a troll character in Shadowrun, maybe. If you replace the chain axe by something else. It would be cool there. Or, as you mentioned, like an organ unit in 40K.
These guys are really awesome. They do make sets. A set of three, by the way.
Mm-hmm. But this one was just released. But the previous one you can get in sets or stuff like that.
Yeah.
So yeah,
for €60, so it's pricey, but
yes,
gorgeous models. Much. I mean, I don't know why some people like the GW Bulogre, or whatever they're called. But I think these guys are 10 times cooler looking.
Oh yes, they are.
All right. Next up. Oh, that's it for non-Kickstarter. So that takes us into Kickstarting stuff. And this is a very short list this week. So this week we have two Kickstarters. The first one is Vladimir Danilov and Castle Miniatures are doing a Kickstarter for a new line called Dog's Life.
And I'm going to just make a correction here. This one is not a Kickstarter for once. It's an Indiegogo campaign.
Oh, yes. Sorry.
So it's a crowdfunding project, but on Indiegogo instead of Kickstarter. So what it is, it's historical figures with dogs. So right now there are three available, or three that we see the sculpt for. The first one is a British officer with a pug in colonial uniform. There's a private soldier, a Napoleonic soldier with a mongrel. And the last one is another British officer but for the Napoleonic War. Instead of the colonial war. So they look cool. It's painter models for sure. They're bigger scale. Castle do like 54 or bust usually.
Yeah. And for folks who have not checked out Castle Miniature stuff before, they have some really nice stuff and super reasonably priced.
Mm-hmm. Like those are not 54. They are 75 millimeter scale.
Yeah. They're big.
And for $43. That's affordable, like I mentioned. And Castle Miniatures are locals to us. They are run by a guy in Montreal.
Yeah.
So we have seen those in person. Well, not the Dog's Life, but other Castle Miniature products.
Yeah. A lot of the local stores carry them. They have some busts. They're 40K and Warhammer Fantasy inspired, along with historical busts.
Mm-hmm.
They have a bunch of 54 and 75 millimeter models. Really, really cool stuff. And do we have an end date for that? Because I'm not seeing it.
It's 19 days, so you need to count, because they don't, Indiegogo doesn't show the exact end date, just the times left. So 19
days. So the 16th of July?
Yeah, about.
Okay.
Plus or minus this 1 day, depending on the time.
Yeah. And also, we're recording this on the 27th. It's going to release on the 28th, so we lose a day for that too. Okay. Next up, this one is a Kickstarter. Manor House Workshop 3D Bases Modular Terrain.
So they call them bases. I would call them tiles.
Exactly.
30 centimeter by 30 centimeter. So a foot by a foot tiles, foot square tiles for team terrain. So in that case, the main project is for a bunch of abbey. How would you say that in English?
Abbey?
Okay, yeah.
The place where monks live?
Yeah, Abbey. Yeah, Abbey. Okay. Oh, okay. It's shorter than in French. Yeah. So they're really cool, super textured, probably a bit busy tiles, but they look good. They look really good. They're a mix of plastic and resin, should be pretty resistant and have great details on them. You can get in add-ons a bunch of other previous tiles they made for regular sets like roads, rivers, and stuff like that. But that line, the Abbey line, is looking really good.
Yeah, the tiles are super detailed, and it's a new material. So it's not really a resin, it's a polyurethane. Mm-hmm. So apparently the tiles are kind of flexible. They can be modified even with a pair of scissors if you need to cut something out or do something. But they're still very rigid. So it sounds like a weird, like, you know, space age material.
Yes.
It's very, very cool looking. And they've got some examples of it being painted up in different styles. Super detailed. Now, it's not super cheap, sadly. But, you know, quality comes at a price.
Yeah, you see one of those, one of the tile being maltreated and punished in one of the video on the Kickstarter page. And it looks even maybe a bit soft, I would say.
Yeah, I think the tiles have some flex to them.
Yeah, a lot of flex is folding it in half. So it will be resistant. Yeah. That's for sure. Yeah, like we mentioned, not cheap. The basic pledge for the Abbey is for the six tiles is £88 or about $100 US for six tiles. So for
so about 130 Canadian, 135 Canadian, for exactly for a 2x3. So it's a bit expensive.
Yeah, but it could work for like a skirmish game. You just add three other regular tiles, it gives you a 2x3. So it could work for.
For Guild Ball?
Yeah, I had Guild Ball in mind for the size, but the terrain is a lot too busy for that.
Yeah.
But for other game, like Malifaux could work for that. You want a lot of terrain for that. Or you can even just use two of those and use it for Bushido, maybe.
Yeah. Well, they also have plain tiles, like just cobblestones and whatever. So in theory, you could build a board that was more basic with all the 3D elements that get in the way.
All those are add-ons and not the basic project.
Not the basic set, No, for sure. All right. That being said, when this end? Let's see. So, it ends...
It ends quickly. It's ending on July 5th. Only 7 days to go.
Just around the corner?
Yep.
Yeah, so it ends in 7 days. So it is a short Kickstarter. But they have fully funded. They're at 31,000 euros out of the 25,000 goal. So this project should go through no problem, barring unforeseen delays and unforeseen issues. And I think that wraps it up for this week.
It does.
All right, so I guess I'll see you all next week.
Mm-hmm. Bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth, or follow us on Twitter at geeksofthenorth. You can follow me, Paul, at PRFilio, Antoine, at Eltonio Berg, Steve, at B_Steve, and if you really feel the need, I guess you can follow Yom. He's at Yomasta. Breaks and outro music by LaDrave. You can listen to them at ladrave.bandcamp.com. See you next time, geeks.
Thank you for checking out a United Geeks Network family member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com, where you will find The Nerd Bite, daily themed updates about several facets of nerddom, with main focuses on the Marvel Cinematic Universe and things that fall under the Super Hulock fandom. Also, nerdy adventures, conventions, theme parks, and loot crates. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at UnitedGeeksNetwork.com.